So yesterday night, we entered a day called today. And let us review those scriptures again tonight. Powerful word, Pastor Dami and Pastor Sam again, always delivering powerful. When you come under the atmosphere of the word, if it is the word, there's nothing like coming home late. You came home at the right time. It's as simple as that. There's no PG under the word. Because should that same girl decide to go to a boy's house, or you will not be able to stop her, you know. Nothing you can do. So keep your mouth shut and thank God that your daughter or son loves the word. Simple. Stop being an idiot. You came home late from vigils and nothing came out of it. Nothing. Look, our parents went to vigil and nothing came out of it. Don't let's deceive ourselves. Nothing came out of it. They would have been better sleeping. Nothing. No, I didn't get nothing from vigils. You slept. We were not allowed to sleep. That would be a dirty slap. The only thing that happened to us was the opposite of everything we prayed for. Imagine going to vigil to pray against, to pray for protection. On your way home, armed robbers robbed you. And you fool went back again. So, there's nothing called late under the word. If daddy has fallen so much from grace that he can't, when daughter comes home and say, I'm just coming from the word, and he knows it's the word. If he cannot say, tell me, let's share scriptures now. Daddy is no longer born again. He can be an ordained minister in his church. Ordination does not guarantee salvation. Daddy has fallen from grace. Daddy does not know the Lord anymore, but he knows his bills. So if they call him to come and work at night, if you were coming from work, daddy will say, oh, wow, good. If you've gone to do two shifts and you're jumping from tree to tree like a monkey, when you come home, daddy will say, you see, my daughter is hard working. If daddy is like that, daddy has fallen from grace. I'm sorry, he's still daddy, but he does not know the Lord. If he dies today, he will go to hell. Simple. Don't use him. Your emotion does not guide people to heaven. Someone being your mother does not mean they are in heaven now. But people say, oh, mom is not in heaven. I say, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not there. You're not there. I'm not there. If I were you, I would not use my mouth to lie. So that I don't go to hell, you know. So all I'm just saying is, mommy or daddy has gone. I wanted to say gone to be with the Lord, but they are gone and they are what follow after them. Simple. Now let's review the scriptures, and I'm going to be having past D as long as I can until I get to the point I'm going to. We entered a day called today. We saw God, the Bible says, and God designates a day, and he named that day, and he called that day today. Now, the activities of the day is what I want to get into today. What are the activities of the today? And we saw today in God's simple description of the manna. Manna is a daily food. It is not yesterday's food. It is not tomorrow's food. It is just for today. Jesus also said, do not worry about your life. He said, for sufficient for the day are the evils of that day. And so one of the craziest things that would happen to a person in life is the worries of tomorrow, which robs you of the joy of today. understand that anywhere you see worries, it's usually about tomorrow, because there is nothing you can do about today because it's here. So let's do a review of those scriptures. Everything was going smooth. Today. Yes, ma'am.
Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter.
I wanted to notice a word even in the review. Those who the notion of today was first preached to, because God's highest power, what is God's power? The preaching of the gospel, the word. So if he wants to convince something, if he wants to do something, it is in the mystery of preaching. It is in the mystery of the word. Everything that would happen in your life happens in this atmosphere. What he says to you is what he wants to do with you. So you can't leave this service or any of our services wondering what God wants you to do, because he already told you. You can't leave and branch in a bookshop to find out what is the will of God for me. I just want a purpose-driven life. No, you can't, because the mystery of God is hidden in the preachings of the gospel. That is the power of God. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So hidden in the word is its purpose. If you walk out and you don't find it, you've got to go listen again. Even if you find it, you have to advance in listening and come back for what is the next order. The first thing God wants me to tell you tonight is this. He said to tell you, it doesn't speak to wise people. It does not speak to wise people. That's why, again, Pastor Daniel has to be informed. I want you to listen carefully to me tonight, and I'll go as slow as possible. I need you to get this. I need you to get it right, because I will leave you in this city with code 318. But when I come back, I need code 3000. Those are ministers. I'm not talking about your Sunday service. That's recruit ground. Yes, ma'am. Quickly.
And those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience.
Why did they not enter? They heard the word. The key into that city, into that rest, and into that day is obedience. And obedience is not complex. It's just for those who have come to a level of foolishness. Because if you're wise, then it won't speak to you, because you won't obey. 14 years of preaching in this nation, or preaching practically, I won't speak to those who I know will not obey. And I said, well, don't you think that would be assumption? Try me first. I said, I haven't got that much time to try who will obey or who will not obey. There isn't time. Oh yeah, but you're just 30 something years old. Yeah, that's your own idea. You understand? For me, I understand how old I am. I understand what 40 means. My brother is here tonight. He's pastored in the church before. The simple fact is this. When the assignment of that church ended, that move had to end. It wasn't a failure. It had to stop there. God is not sentimentally attached to anything. It does a work. So, however, I look at the top guy in the work and say, he's a funny guy. No. He fulfills an assignment for a season. And people like my brother and his wife carried it to Europe and the nation to achieve a work. at a time. You see, where we make mistakes, we don't know when a work finishes. And when we wait to receive the next order of assignment that heavens have proposed for us. I'm coming somewhere with this tonight. You wonder, why is this in the day? It is in today. At the break of the finish of an assignment, because we are human, we are always looking for work to do. We say, what am I going to do next now? No, God says, no. You've got to receive order. That may take a day. It may take 2 years to receive the next assignment, the next call. So what happens to people is they don't know when an assignment stops. Did you hear the scripture we read yesterday? Son of man, I take away the delight of your eyes with a blow today. Why? Because I'm calling Israel to another dimension of relationship with me. And God uses the guy's wife to make an example of what he's about to do with the house of Israel. Now, assignment stops. 40 years is a generation. According to scripture, Moses was in Egypt for 40 years. And in the house of Laban for another 40 years. And another 40 years of exploit. That's a generation according to scriptures. So, what did we not clock on time? I've got to locate a generation fulfilling its 40 years. And I've got to fight with that generation. And enter at... Now, let me not start setting age, because you people will start setting age. And say, I'm 20... So I won't say further. Go on.
Did not enter because of disobedience.
They were disobedient.
Again. He designates a certain.
I love the word designate. Are you still listening to me, or is your mind gone? I love the word designate. It designates another day, assigns. It puts, look, when it designates another day, God himself is looking forward to that day, because it's a designated day. Now, what is this day? People, you are God's day. On the seventh day, he entered his rest. You know what that means? On that day, he has finalized his plan for man. And he has entered into man, because we didn't finish this. He has entered into man. This is his rest. And that's the mystery that Satan still can't find. What is man? Man, the definition of man is God's rest. And until he finds his resting place, I want you to see the heart of the Father when it comes to soul winning. He will not rest until he finds the man. If the evangelist rests, when God is yet to find his man, it will move to another generation. For God so loved the world. What kind of love made him to give his only son? He was looking for his sons. This is the rest wherein I have caused you to enter. Man, the definition of you is the rest of God. And when the world, the bills don't make you rest, God's heart is broken. Because you are his rest. No wonder he was so disappointed at Adam. He said, Adam, where are you? This is Almighty God looking for his resting place. And he realized he couldn't find him. Satan has taken his rest. Because on the day that Satan entered Adam, Satan entered rest. Look. What more work would Satan need to do? Man was now destroying himself. Don't forget that Satan's job is destruction. So now he won't have to go out anymore to do it. You don't understand. God is really looking for an holiday. You don't get it. So Satan now is taking God's rest because he took God's man. And so God comes at the rest time in the cool of the day, and he came to his place of rest, which was in Eden, a spot where he meets man. And the man of rest is not resting. It's not there. The man of rest was hiding now, walking. He needed to hide his nakedness. So you will realize that the greatest pressure on you is to cover your nakedness. Oh yeah. What you are not, the world expects you to be, and there's therefore so much pressure that you would have to cover. You would use marriage to cover it. So I've seen people dancing in their marriage that God did not marry. And all I see is fig leaves. People dancing around the tree of life, or knowledge of good and evil. They are dancing around. And these guys are plucking the fruit anyhow. Boom. Eating it, drinking the juice of and so he has taken the rest of God now to advance. He would not need to advance. He will not need to fight wars. Man will do the job. I can imagine the little bastard called Satan. When God was now cursing the devil, he's just crossing his leg. And look it. Curse does not mean anything to Satan. He's already cursed. So when God turns to him, and the only thing God said is, on your belly you will crawl. And God blessed him with food. He said, dust will be your food, because he knows from that point there's no cause God can do to him. Nothing. Because he's broken into a code. He's taken the man of rest. But the big mistake he made is he didn't understand that there was a lamb in that garden. That's God's provision. But that's not where I'm going tonight. So never forget these guys. The resting place of God is you. When you are not at rest, you've already broken that relationship. Those of you who are now training to be mighty warriors, because you live with mommy and mommy worries on everything. Mommy calls worry care. It does not make it acceptable to God. It's just motherly care. There's nothing like that in the Bible. Do you understand that? There's no motherly care in the Bible. So that's not you correcting. So I've seen people who are worried about mommy's worry. I said, the devil got you anyways. He still got you. It's a trap. So she keeps worrying, and when she worries, where I'm going is where she goes now. She now uses her mouth. He said, God forbid, I'm just saying. What if as you were traveling down, a caterpillar came out of nowhere, and there were three crocodiles in the caterpillar, and then you escaped the accident, but when you stepped out, the crocodile ate your leg. And then what if you are crawling home tonight? Mommy didn't say that, right? It's in her mind. She'll just be coming home and there will be like 20 guys. So she's looking. And her mind created the 20 guys that will kidnap her or stuff like that. In her mind, she saw the guys. They were tall, they wore hoodies. And as mommy was sowing those seeds, the news came up. and said three people were stabbed in London. She says, yay! Mm-hmm. Then she called you. So let's leave that site now and talk about, did we finish that? Talk to me.
Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time.
He said this in David. You see, the advent of David is a day. All those who were in debt and discouraged and in despair, discontented, they were living in a day called Saul. The first day of Israel was Saul. I want to show you 3 days. The first day of Israel was Saul, when the old children of Israel asked for a king. And God set a day over them, but that day was according to the star and the moon, because they looked at all the kingdom around them and said, we want a king like them. So the first day was set, which was Saul. I want you to remember what God was saying to them on that day. He said, I don't want you to be like other kings. I want to be your king. Then you will be my prized possession. But they said, no, we need our day. And Saul could not find, God could not find a day in Saul. So he set the order of man. So Saul became a king. And the adverse effect of that was that there was so much problem and poverty in the city. And God set another day. On this day, he asked his prophet Samuel to go to the house of a man called Jesse, to anoint a man called David. And he got there. And on that day, the Lord's day, right? David had gone to the sheepfold to help his father's sheep. But all these other guys who think they are the military guys, they were at home. I want you to listen to me now. So they were home. David was with the sheep. And each time Samuel saw or sees the brother, he says, surely the Lord's anointed. He was calling them today. And God said, no, that's not the day. Adonijah, or whatever his name is not the day. It could be tall. It looks like a day. When he appears, he looks important. He has charisma. He speaks smoothly. Everything is going for him. And God said, that's not the day. And Samuel, after going through, how many brothers did he go through? Yeah, these guys are Bible people. They went through 7. Yeah, look for that scripture for me. Let's be sure. Then we'll clap for COD. If it's not 7, Kaliata, you and Pastor Enrique. It's gone through all the brothers, it's 7. Hopefully. Even if it's not, it's now 7. I think I heard Arthur speaking one day about Daniel. Daniel was in John. John chapter 3. He said, I think Daniel then came to John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said, I said, oh my days. Thank God Spark Nation only listens to Spark Nation. I remember that one. Okay, they said he's using a crypto Bible. Okay, we hear it now. In crypto Bible, Daniel came to be baptized by John. And John said, are you ready? Quickly, I need to get serious in a moment.
Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him,
listen to this now. Jesse, I'm not sure it's Jesse, but yeah, that's fine. That we can relate to Jesse. Jesse had 7 of his sons, which completes the 7th day rest of God. But on the 7th day, he entered his rest. But when we came to Christ, Christ said, from the beginning, my Father walks and is walking till now. Why is he walking? The new day, which is the 8th. And that's the number for new beginnings. Because something tampered with the 7th day rest. So when Jesus comes, they were looking for him on the Sabbath. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were watching Jesus' action to see what he will do on the 7th day. But on the 7th day, contrary to their customs and law, he walked. And then he says to them, man was not created for Sabbath. Sabbath was created for man. This, in other words, is Christ, the new beginning, the Trinity, the unity, and the new beginning, 318. And so, on the 7th, Samuel says, it's not this guy. It's not today. This is not God's rest. 7 remains perfection, but it's not rest. So he said, do you still have any son? But guess what? I just told you. The mistake the devil made at God's rest is that he forgot there is a lamb in the garden. They will go to the garden to bring the lamb. His name is David. He was at the backside in the garden, and he was with the sheep of his father. Did you hear what I just said? He was with his father's sheep. The wilderness was where David wrote Psalms like Psalm 42. As the deer pant for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you. Most of his songs were composed. What is songs? Words with rhythms. What is stock market? Words and numbers with rhythm. That thing is always dancing. If you dance with the Spirit, you will be the best trader. When you see the chart and you compare with when op dealers go to the studio, have you seen those record label stuff going this way? Have you seen the stock market thing? It's like a rhythm. So when I see Pastor Lucy's group and groups praying like they do, we're dancing with something that is more. We are dancing with something that is more than our understanding. It is not meant for the world to understand this thing. Because at the point of prayer, there is a music you are dancing to. There is a song that you are dancing to. I was watching yesterday. I'm about to get to the military side shortly. I was watching yesterday the Scotland Tattoo Day. They call it Tattoo Day. It's not the day to get your body tattooed. I was watching their Tattoo Day. It's military parade. And the best military there, surprisingly, was Nigerian military. That's not to rate. So go and watch it when you get back home. When they marched out to display, oh my God, you will wish Nigeria was that beautiful. But these guys were so trained. Remember, they were so trained. I'm coming somewhere now. But before we leave David, the Lamb of God, Christ was in the form of David, the son of Jesse, the root of the house of Jesse, God the Father. He was in the strong place at the backside of the desert, like Moses. And the Lamb was picked from there, and he was anointed king over Israel, signifying the coming of the real rest, which is number 8, not 7. That even though Adam failed, Christ will not fail because of the sheep. That the reason why he must not fail is because of the Lamb. That the hand that undergirds this house cannot allow this house to fail because of the Lamb. Because of the sheep. My father's sheep. David became king over Israel. Now I want to get into the word now. Because of the sheep that he pastured. Because he led the sheep with the integrity of his heart. When the lion comes to pick one of them, he ran after the lion and tore the lion by the mouth. I'm going somewhere with the mouth issue. He took the jaws of the bear. That's exactly what Samson did as well. Caught it by the jaw and tore it into pieces. David later said, he said, I've become like a prey to my enemies, and they've gagged my mouth that I may not speak. There's a difference between the mouth and the lips, guys. The mouth in itself, a word of evil, a whole world. But anyway, where did David take the sheep out from? The mouth of the lions. He rescued. I learned that the way that David calls back the attention of the lion. This is a lion. He had come into the midst of the sheep and scattered the sheep and took one of them. He can't carry more than one. You don't understand what that means. The problem with the church is that the lion had been coming often because he is unchallenged. He didn't carry more than one at once. He can only carry one. So I learned what David would do. This lion is going in his pride. Then David will shout and get the attention of the lion. Like, hey! So he will shout. Then the lion will stop. At that point, David does not know what to do next. But he knows that he has stopped the lion. Then it begins to prepare a sling. Are you listening to me, Spark Nation? What you're doing now is making a noise. The souls are not yet here. It's just that because, why would he gather 318? Because the lion has taken too many. You have weak lions also. The church got so bad that even with sick lions come to pick. His broken lion is just pick the sheep and is moving. I'm telling you, some of the people ruling the world, they are old men and women. Weary lions. Gone, dead. Some of the people Billionaire Book you are reading, they are weak lions. Even the sheep they carry, they are almost dying. But there's no challenge. Some of these lions, if you just give them a kick, they will fall and say, I want the sheep to go. Have you heard Nigerian president speak before? He calls his vice. His vice name is Oshibajo. He calls him Oshifufifufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufufuf calls him different name each time. And the other weak lion, the short man, is standing next to him. I'm a pastor, but you know, I'm just there to wake up and throw data. So he gave the microphone and said, in this area, we took 10 million people out of poverty in 1993. I'm just there to wake up and look funny. Looks like a little midget clown. So, but David had the role of a young man. But he wasn't just young, he was chosen. Stop the lion first and we'll figure out how to tear it. That's what to do. But you, no matter what sword you have on you, if the lion is moving and it doesn't stop, the problem with the church is sometimes they stop the lion and say, oh, look at the head of the lion and say, oh. And the lion is like, why did you stop me? He said, I've got two sheep. Yeah. Go away. They organized success seminar and the people in the church followed the Mr. Motivation and start carrying their fire. They stopped the lion. They are challenging failure. They stopped the lions. Mr. Success Man that should join the church is now going, and two of the elders think, oh, wow, I can follow him. The pastor said, yeah, you. Will you bring tithe back? We give them our sheep. So when Pastor Sam began to talk about our roaring and our praise tonight, I get what he's saying in the spirit. You see, those prayers that you got every Saturday to pray, it will look like it's not getting anywhere. It's stopping the lion. But when they stop and you see the problems coming, don't say, take the sheep. Yeah, we've been praying, but go look for a job now, man. I don't know what's going on. No. We've stopped them. The lion is not going to look back and start smiling. Say, oh, you want the sheep back. You can have the sheep. It's going to fight. And at that point, we must get our sling ready and know that, let me tell you, there is nobody, mark my words now, there's nobody that has come against Paul, talked against Paul, that will not end their life in sorrow and despair. It's settled. I'm sorry. It's too late. It said, it's not a curse. I've said it. Listen, I don't say things it happens because I say so. I want to show you a mystery now in a minute. What are the activities of the day? The young among them will end before their time because there's the rock in Zion. If you come against it, it grinds you. If it comes against you, it grinds you. There's no win. Except this is not Zion. If it is Zion, even if you're a pastor, you are still going. Why does God do that? To teach men how not to blaspheme. not like that, sir. Okay, oh yeah, let's do the scriptures now. Genesis. Let's see Jacob. I want to talk about mouth. Because this is what is going to make you powerful. Please, I'm not talking about positive confession. It's more than that. And that's why I'm going this slow tonight. This is what will make us take the nation. Number one, everything about the word, should we start from Ezekiel, is divine programming. I refer you to my message on evacuations, where God must take out of you. So God created the birds. He created the fish in the sea. The spirit called bird is reserved with God. The body called bird is sent to the earth. I need to take you somewhere. I need you to understand this. A body you've prepared for me. But there is a me before the body. That spirit is what is reserved with God. The body comes here, and your culture, depending on where you're born, Congolese, Nigerian, whatever, attempts a programming for you, and your body naturally rejects that programming because that is not your software. And so the community becomes full of people with anger responding to a programming. It's like a theory gone wrong. So whenever you see God say, I've put my word in your mouth, that's why I started with, he said, it doesn't speak to the wise. Because like a military man, these guys were dancing on the tattoo parade. They were dancing to the sound of a music that had been choreographed, programmed, and they only understand it. Are they wise soldiers? What makes a soldier wise? He understands command. He understands that he has left his wisdom, both his professor's opinion or his wife's opinion, because if you take her opinion to battlefield, you will die. Imagine a soldier man who goes to war and all of a sudden, at the enemy's line, remembers he's a professor. And he knows how to do things, and he realizes that his general who had instructed him is not really a professor. The English he even used to give the command is not even smooth English. It doesn't have British accent. It's not so. So he now remembers. Whose life does he put in danger? I think his one and the people around him, right? So if God does not use you, it's because you became wise and his programming, which is his word, that he programs into today. So what did he do with Jeremiah? He came to Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, I empty you of everything your parents have, which is priesthood. And today, I put my word in your mouth. That is programming, guys. Ah, you didn't hear me. Okay, let me, maybe that's too advanced for you, right? No? There is a bird called the raven. It is still important in history because the spirit of his offering and delivery and his whole existence, this raven, his whole existence is in the operation of 40 days, I think, or less, I don't know. Given Elijah food by the brook Cherith. So the spirit of this bird was reserved with God. And what is the spirit of the bird? The command of God. What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God's command. I know you've read Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, if those things were done real, we would have taken the whole world. Now, when you wake up, you say, good morning. All that is fair enough. You can do that to dramatize and to keep yourself spiritually aware. But if those things were real, you would not go the same day and commit fornication. God's command is his spirit. This Holy Spirit that was given to man was the programming of heaven in the form of the command of God to a physical body that is useless until the command of God. He said the Spirit of God gives him breath. That's the breath.
The Holy Spirit is the breath of God. That is the command of God. The Bible says in the beginning the earth was without form or shape, and the Spirit of God. Then God said, His command was hovering over the earth. Then God said, let there be light. In other words, the word became meaningful by this programming. What is word? Words are programming. Some of you remember some things that your old boyfriend told you or said about you 10 years ago. He programmed you so that he can use you whenever he wants. Until now, you are struggling with that programming. I've met people, guys or girls, who think, I don't want nothing. Why is that? Was there any demonstration of you don't want nothing? It was words first. The first thing that Adam did with Eve was programming. This is woman, the mother of nations. It programmed her and she began, oh my God, listen to me, Spark Nation. You are the programmer of this city. You program the city that you need to see. So when people say, Pastor, how could you have said this and it's happening now? PK sent me Colombia. A war is about to break. I said, it's going to happen, unfortunately. How did you see that? I just said it. I just programmed that, and it has to begin to happen, because that word in itself brings definition to something that I'm trying to do in the nations. Are you listening to me? PK, are you listening? You are city programmers. And how do you program? On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them in cloven tongues. Because words are the most powerful programming system. So listen to how God does this. Have we finished though? Where were we reading?
Ezekiel.
Talk to me from Ezekiel.
He said to me.
Likato Zobriande. He said to me, every prophet has only taken the nation by what God told them and they said. So an excavation or evacuation has been done in an area that God has taken everything out of him. So now he can program him with what? But why will he be struggling if there is a little of his own programming and he's hearing the word? So when the Bible says the word did not mix with faith, I told you what faith is. In this realm now, this is faith in physical body. Now, when God speaks his word, he speaks into Pastor Lennox. He does not expect to meet anything there, anything. If he meets anything, it will not mix up. So, how did the British army take the word? They had Churchill or fought German oppression. They had Churchill programming them. They were zombies. It takes a zombie to win a nation. All these useless churches, the pastor is speaking, there is a kojo in front checking the Bible and saying, John chapter 3 doesn't say that. He's mistaken. He thinks God is looking for knowledge. He doesn't know God is looking for oneness. It's going back to teach people. Well, you know, pastor can say that in John 3. But the thing is, according to Luke chapter, but look at your life before you look at Luke. If we win by knowledge, we would have gone far, because we all know. You all know. You guys can go on YouTube and you know. But we don't win by what we know. We win by who we are with. Why is the church not taking the world? There are many churches. So there is only one word God is speaking. in this realm at this time. So everyone must march in the same formation. I've seen soldier formation left. They taught them that. I've always wondered, why did they always do that stuff? Talking about the psychology of moving in sync. So for a long time, I didn't join. So do you do left, right here? For a long time, what we did, maybe man or war, Boy Scout or something. For a long time, we're just standing there, and I get bored. Left, right, and they're doing this thing. They say, what did you say? We want to know if it's a real army now, or if I fought in a back and like a battle.
By the front, quick march, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
They do that. Wait, guys. Wait. No, you're taking your own time. I will soon stop. I need to enter a soldier's mindset. Why is that important in shooting?
The first thing that the army messes up is your timing. Because as PT said, the things that happen in the day, one of the things that happen in the day, if not the most important, is time. And they have to mess up your own time and to get you into the army's time. Everything is in sequence. It's left before right. It's wrong. You have to correct it. Left, right. When the army teaches you, everything they teach every soldier is not for tomorrow. It's for you to solve a problem today. Left, right, timing.
Oh, that's powerful. Real preacher, Javi. So God looks at, listen, I told you this before, and I, listen, guys, listen now, please. I know you don't understand, talk less of believe what I said. When I say things like, your whole life, until you enter a season, does not count. Yes, a body you've prepared for me, sacrifices and offering you have no interest in, but a body you've prepared for me, forget Jesus being the son of a carpenter. The body prepared came on the day he permitted to be so. Prophecies have been fulfilled now, divine programming. And what was standing by waters? John the Baptist. And Jesus will go into the water of people and the word, because that was the programming. So this guy went to Jordan, his feet led him like a zombie to Jordan. And at Jordan, John sees him, programmed John. They told John not to cut the hair of his head. Because Jesus will later tell us, even the hair of your head is numbered. Talking about timing. So it's a Nazarite of God. Don't cut your hair. We're talking about timing and dates and times and season. And this John was standing there. Whose timing was he? Elijah. I hope you know that was Elijah, right? Was a 40 days matter. So he comes to River Jordan and he dips in River Jordan, and when he came out, the Spirit, God's command. How do you know it's God's command? And he was led into the wilderness, back to the garden by the Holy Ghost. That was God's command. He moved like a zombie back into Eden, because he cannot know Eden by himself unless he's commanded. So what he will face after those 40 days of fasting, he does not know. He's a zombie. You know what zombie means? Like, And so your walk has not been tagged as a foolish walk. Or when they call you foolish and say you're just following all those stagnation thing, you got offended. It's because you are wise. If you looked at a baby today and say, oh, so you always go to Spark Nation. Duke. You are always in Spark Nation, and all your life, Spark Nation. Will Duke be offended? Why are you offended? Why are you angry? You are wise. He won't use you. So he excavates, take out of us. So what God wants me to tell you, the core of my word tonight is being empty for that programming. Because everything, Ezekiel, please.
He said to me,
what did he say?
Son of man, stand up on your feet.
Read some 2 verses before that, please.
Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him.
Ezekiel was having an encounter now. But how was this encounter described? Like the appearance, say it to me again, of the rainbow
in the clouds on a rainy
day. We understand the cloud already. This is the storage place. This is a place where every man's destiny, because don't forget what destiny is the spirit of God that meets with human body. This human body only exists in a time. Come, this body called Dami, I pray for long life for him, but this body will pass away. If he fulfills God's will in his time, his work will not pass away. So Dami is mortal. His work is immortal. Because what is programmed in him to begin to do is divine in nature. It was like the appearance of the rainbow. So what happens to the 6 billion people in this world? Moving bodies. Imagine all that a man comes to the world to do is to pay bills. And the day you die, Big T will still send a bill to your house. They are burying this woman. Why? Because Big T is eternal. Or British Gas. Council. Until God erases the world with fire. Someone said, the reason I want the world to end is because of this dying council bill. They are bastards, he says. Say, God should just erase the whole earth. Say, really? Exactly. So now, this body here, what makes this body important is the programming. So, like the appearance of the rainbow on a raining day, yes, ma'am.
So was the radiance around him.
The brightness of God's glory, the Son of God, will appear to the prophets of old before time. According to the timing of man. It was like the appearance of rainbow on a raining day in the clouds. What is he about to do? Let's see what he's going to do.
This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
You remember what the glory of God is? Okay, whatever. Go on.
When I saw it.
When I saw him.
I fell face down.
This is Ezekiel. When he saw the power of this information. Ezekiel, the body. Thank you, sir. The body fell. So when you arrested, yes, when you bring this body, the reason why pride is still operating is because you've not seen the radiance of the appearance of his glory. So you see, the church can keep telling Charles. You're telling Charles, don't be proud. Don't be proud. Don't be this, that, that, that. Listen, at the appearance, how do I know God has appeared to a person? The weight of information has come on them. The body fell. He said, at the appearance of this body fell. Everything I thought was my structure became weak. You know that happened to John in his encounter. Became weak and I was powerless, that nobody told me to fall. I just fall. How did he fall? Quickly.
I fell face down.
I didn't fall facing up. I fell face down. I couldn't take the weight of the radiance. You see, when the word begins to flow towards you, body will fall. Structure will fail. Look, you may not have money at that time. That's the body. The structure fell. Because of the superior glory that you are encountering. Then what happened?
I fell face down. And I heard the
Wait. I fell face down. Then I heard. It doesn't speak to standing men. So when I told you, God told me to tell you that it doesn't speak to the wise, he said, I don't speak to standing men. On your face, I'll speak to you. I can show you scriptures upon scriptures. And I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet. And I will worship you, and I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet, and I will worship you. For freely you gave for us, surrendered your life upon the cross. Great is your love. Trying to speak to me about this work, but I had structure. So it taught me that when you see the barrage of problems, fall so that you don't get pushed. And say, I'm just pushed to the wall. Yeah, because you did not fall. So imagine the barrage of problem coming and quickly. Lord, hands up, knee down. You don't understand what I just did. I said to you, at the barrage of problems, at that point is when people stand. Say, God, with all the giving I'm giving. Say, God, with all the, if I was at prayer meeting, and all this is happening to me. I was praying. No, that's not what I do. I just go like this. And I'm thinking, whatever you want to throw, I'm at the feet. This is when we go wrong in church. We stand up for right. At the time we should be falling, we say, no. With the way I give, and then you take Bible and say, I'm a child of God. No. I say, I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, but God. And I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet. And I will worship.
London taught you how to stand. But what you don't know about standing is, he said, I haven't done all to stand. There's falling before standing. When information, God's glory, the world will think God is against you. But you know what you are seeing. Look, we care about what people say too much, you know. I'll just fall. Speak to me.
I fell face down. And I heard the voice of one speaking. He said to me, Son of man, stand up.
Wait. Do you understand God's command, which is God's spirit? He's falling now. He's weak now. Then I heard the voice of God saying to me, you who is falling, stand. Don't stand until you hear him say stand. I haven't done all to stand. So I've been reading that scripture and I'm thinking, what is I haven't done all? All is fall. I understand why God set up falling. Can I tell you why? Pastor Daniel just told me. Surrendering is one of military tactics too. Satan, from the day he fell, cannot see the glory of God anymore. So all he sees is a fallen man. Did you understand what I just said? It doesn't see the glory, the rainbow. It just says, oh, finally, it's falling. The art of deception, like Pastor Dami would say. So the problem is you're fighting and you give the devil ammunition to keep firing. Instead of saying, hey. And at that point, the guy is laughing and saying, yeah. And don't fall, say, oh yeah, I'm about to deceive the guy now. No, you really fell. Then his word said to me, Son of man, talk to me quickly, Pastor.
Stand up on your feet.
Stand up on your feet.
And I will speak to you.
Oh my God. The first word was to command him to stand. The second word is, and then I will speak to you. But you see, the first one was to raise him up. The second one was to raise nation. Let's see.
As he spoke,
look at what happened as he spoke.
The Spirit came into me.
Wait. As he spoke, the Spirit came into me, the body. When God spoke to the raven and prepared for Elijah, the Spirit came into the raven. So the word can say the raven is a stingy bird,
But as long as the Spirit is there, I'm prophesying tonight, it's programmed like a zombie to just go give food. I don't think you understand what he's about to eat, Spark Nation. In court, zombies programmed with my billions in their hand is simple. The dream of Pharaoh located Joseph's talent. Everyone that Joseph had interpreted dreams for up to that moment was a practice. And it just kept falling. But there was a dream in the palace, and that dream was sent to this realm to come and navigate until he finds the man of today called Joseph. A fallen man in prison. Not one day of prayer would you see Joseph, but there is a dream program for him. Time will not permit me to read Daniel chapter 2. He said, and there was no wise man that could interpret the dream of the king. Talk to me.
As he spoke, the Spirit came into me.
His command was the Spirit I need to be standing. Remember now, the man who stood up was not the man who fell. Because we don't know why that man was standing in the first place. But now we know why he's standing. Before he fell, we don't know what kept him standing. Food, he had eaten rice or whatever. So that rice set him on his feet. And he could walk because he has the food of the day. He can maneuver because he has light. But then he fell. When he saw light, the light of light, he could no longer see. He had no more strength of man left in him. His programming had now come. He had fallen now. And then the Lord said, stand up. Now we know what is making him stand. It is the Spirit that gives life. So now the man who fell is not the man who is standing. The man who is standing is a man like a zombie. He was falling and he just took. And he cannot move anymore. It's not going to move because he's an Igbo man now, or a Yoruba man, or a Spanish man. It's going to move on one language. The word. It's going to move according to the word now. His culture died when he fell. His parental guidance died when he fell. Because he now stands based on the word. And that word is how it's going to be. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. The word. Do you understand what the word means? You see the word. Libra dozo sobriakata. Malika dozo sobriakata. Shalika dozo sobriakataya. Malika brahande. Why do I know you will take nations if you fell, which you have if you are in this nation? Now you are standing because of the word. This is how to take nations. The word, look at what happened quickly.
The Spirit came into me
as he spoke. You know what the devil needs to take from you is speaking time. Why did you come home late from church? What should I be listening to? You? Television? Have you seen people listening to music before? And the Spirit of the word, coded in the word of that music, takes over their life. When Al Kelly in those days opens his mouth to sing, a sexual spirit invades the house. It took time for God to reveal what he does. To offer sacrifices. To stand, to offer sacrifice to those spirits. Are you listening to me tonight? The Spirit entered me as he spoke. If God is the one speaking, so people wonder why will young people be so desirous of the word and want to give their everything to this Spark Nation people? Because if it is God speaking, a spirit, and that's why spirits will attack you too. Those pastors speaking are spirit, demons, but there's a spirit possessing me. So when I speak, that's why I don't need to study to speak to you. As he spoke, 2015 was my and I will fall at your feet. Thank God I understood that word before then. So when all these guys were leaving, it's not my problem. It's just, yeah, I surrendered this church thing. Then the Spirit spoke to me in the vision, said, son of man, stand. And as he spoke, finish this scripture, we need to close.
The Spirit came into me.
Shalikata.
And raised me.
Wait, I thought he was standing before. Guys, did you hear that scripture? As he spoke. But we thought he was standing. As he spoke, the Spirit raised me. He had told me to stand, but I couldn't. But as his word was flowing, what happened to most of you is you cut the word short. The word was coming fresh and powerful to you. Then you joined a group and started listening. Oh, what are they saying about me? Then you're getting weak again. As he spoke, the Spirit of God entered me, and the Spirit of God, the command of God, obedience, raised me
to my feet.
He raised me to my feet. He had told me to stand, but just commanding me to stand so I can look at an Oni or an Otto or Sam and say, prosper, prosper. I've spoken. But I will need to continue to speak for them to be raised. But the issue is, when I said prosper, they didn't hear me anymore. They just ran to submit business proposal. So, one of your brothers was showing me what he's doing, and I kept ignoring it. I'm trying to tell him, just come listen to me first. If I were you, I won't be showing me what I launched today. As he spoke, he had told me to prosper. But the Spirit will... Yeah. Next week, we will get into if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead. So what was happening to Jesus in the grave? When he was falling, when he was on his face, what was happening there? You know what I didn't get to? Jacob was an angel. Oh my God. You know an angel, right? Rolled away the stone from the mouth. Who was the angel? The guy who missed it in the first place is in Genesis chapter 9. His name was Jacob. You see Jacob, right? There was a water well, and there is a big stone at the mouth. That was where I was going tonight. At the mouth of this well. But one day, and they were, oh my God, Likatoso Brihakata. You better look for it and don't look at me. They will roll the stone away to feed the sheep with water. They will water the sheep when they roll the stone from the mouth. The Bible says, and the mouth of this stone was very big. But something came upon Jacob when he saw Rachel. He talked to me.
Then he said, look, it is still high day. It is not time for the cattle to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go and feed them. But they said, we cannot until all the flocks are gathered together.
We cannot roll the stone until all the flocks. What Jacob missed when he saw Rachel, he rolled the stone away for Rachel. What he missed, he must come back to complete. It was the sheep. But let's not get into that tonight. What were we saying? Ezekiel. I want to show you that when Jesus was in the grave, the same thing he would do to Lazarus. The reason why Lazarus will be there for 4 days. a generation of resurrection was established in a man called Lazarus, and Jesus stood at the mouth of the grave and said, Lazarus, when he spoke, let me tell you, a Jesus at the tomb like Jacob, and Lazarus has been dead for a generation. This is what I know for Africa for sure. Dead for a generation, but he stands at the tomb and he said, Lazarus, come forth. As he spoke, the Spirit of God raised Lazarus like it would do to Christ. He was speaking to Christ. You know, read the Psalms, read David. He said, you will not suffer your only one to see decay. God was, oh my God, you don't understand, David. Jesus, David was telling us the conversation that Jesus was having in the grave for those 3 days, what God was saying to him. And the Lord said to my Lord, so in his position of death, God was talking to him. He was dead and lifeless. And on the third day, the word was so powerful that it loosed the chain of death. It broke the shackles. Are you listening to me tonight? This was a dead man. Lifeless. Nothing is going on. And God stood like Jacob at the tomb and began to say, I will not suffer my Holy One to see decay. Lifeless, dead. God was saying, and the Lord, I'm now saying to my Lord, David had to see all that because David was the dead guy. And he was saying, because he heard what God was saying, because David entered the dead position because he pastored sheep. Pastoring is death. If you're a proud pastor, you're alive. He said, if you hear what they were saying to me, I will not take it. Oh, that's not a pastor. You carry pastoral title and you are worrying. Change your church. I'm just considering if I should stay in this church or not because of a man or woman. You are mad. Something is wrong with you. You got stood by the tomb and was speaking to a lifeless body. Programming. Calling forth what is programmed in him. I repeat, on the third day, even the Bible says death could not hold him back. Why could that not hold him? The extent of the word is too much. That's why I understand about this city. No matter what generation has ruined your generation, if I keep speaking, a time comes that you just won't take it anymore. Finish that, Ezekiel. I want to close. Oh my God. We've got to close now. Aliata.
And raise me to my feet.
And raise me to my feet.
And I heard him.
Wait. And I heard him
speaking to me.
Oh my God.
He said,
wait. In the first place, he did not hear him by his body. Because he would not have come back to say, and I heard him. The programming was hearing. So when you first came to Spark, you were hearing the word. And that kept you, but you haven't heard it. It's your journey, so you don't understand it. It's just that you just know there is something here. He's told you to stand on your feet, but you have not heard. Can you now see why you understand the word more now? Because, and I heard him.
He said, Son of man.
Son of man.
I am sending you to the Israelites.
Oh my God. Talk to me.
To a rebellious nation.
Let's stop there tonight. What happened to him before he fell? Was he not sent? He was sent in a certain capacity. But when God was about to use him for the next level of power, he brought him to a fallen position. Brought him back to earth. And created him again like Adam, and breathe into him the word. Ezekiel. Because Ezekiel will now have power. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and he took me to the valley of the dry bones. There were military people in that valley. He said, and he said, can these bones live again? He said, son of man, command breath. And it began, that's a generation. A generation that was dead. A generation that was wasted. They've dried out like bones. But the Spirit of the Lord raised Ezekiel because he was now standing. And he took him to the valley of the dry bone. And he said, now command bread to come from the four corners. And Ezekiel, like a zombie, the Spirit picked him. And he was moving. I told you that's why they were staggering on the day of Pentecost. They thought they were drunk. Because that day they became zombies. They moved with a rhythm that men cannot hear. Did you hear what I just said? They were dancing another tune. Things that ears have not heard. There's a music in the heavens. That's why you should be scared of a church of counseling. What am I going to tell you one-on-one? This, look, what I will do next in the nations, what I will do next as PT or Toby, whatever you want to call me, this is when I'm talking, this is when I receive it. So when God, when I say, oh, God speaks to me, he said, go to your office. When you get to your speaking place, then you will be clear. So you want to see me. I'm thinking, look, my greatest counsel will come when I drag you to my office. Because as I speak the word, you will rise. Because that's my calling. Are you listening to me? That's why Swag Nation, you cannot have fixed services. Are you ready to dance to the tune of the Spirit tonight? The Holy Ghost, God's command. I can't get over the fact that God speaks to dead bodies. His word, just speaking. God who makes the dead to live. So all the overwhelming problems in your life is to block your ears. Because if the spirit of he that raised Jesus, the command, that's the Holy Ghost. If the command of he that raised Jesus from the dead abides inside you, Bluetooth will connect Bluetooth. And listen, no matter how broke you think you are today, there's a level velocity of word that will just raise you and say no more, and you will break the yoke. I don't care what spirit is trying to oppress you. God keeps speaking and speaking. Like he has Ezekiel. Spaculation leaders and pastors, keep speaking to this city. Don't be afraid of them.